Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Transition Oracle. He's the Oracle.
I'm the Oracle. I see all transitions.
I'm good at naming
stuff.
But
you didn't see Claudius.
No, I did. No, I'm the one who said, like, this next story because you were just sitting there.
You haven't seen all mine ever.
I've always seen yours.
You've literally said...
Well, the
said,
ones you cheat? Yes, transition
No, not
cheat.
Even those.
No, yeah, those are just those. Cheating because you're using...
The ones that I used before. You got physically upset. You remember those? You'd be like...
Yeah, that was at the beginning. That was the beginning when we were still learning. But now I see
we didn't even do them yet.
I know. That's before. I see all transitions.
The all-seeing eye.
I'm like, I bet a transition's company.
Company?
Company. Yes, I do think that.
Okay. Oracle.
Come on, break it down, break it down. Yeah.
I see all transitions in the future.
What'd you say?
I see all transitions in the future.
Sam is the oracle.
Sam is the transition oracle. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Sam.
Brandon.
Jill.
Woo, we have a new guest this time.
What? Jill's in the building.
Jill's in the building. Yeah, I am.
Thank you, Jill.
You know what we need? We need, like, a slow piano. Or, like, something, like, just, you know, just something simple. So then we can just, like, make another song.
No.
Like, that's too soon. Like it's like... Like, something, like, you know, just nice. So we can just... Serenade and you're like, a new face, a new face.
It's a no for me.
Okay. All right. We're working on it.
For those who don't know Jill, that's the personality you're going to get. Very judgmental, very matter of fact, shutting things down.
Sam, please.
Oh, okay.
Sam and Jill have a beef, so Sam's always going to say something negative about Jill.
No, it's Sam. It's him.
Oh, okay.
I think everyone who watches this podcast knows that I don't have beefs. I don't have problems with other people.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
The you outside the podcast?
Yeah, I think they do.
You sure?
Yeah. I said transition. I meant the theme songs. They know Sam, he actually is a bad person.
What'd you say?
They know Sam, he actually is a bad person.
Jill has a problem with me for no reason.
I think there's a reason, and we know this. You always pick on Jill, and so Jill has to pick on you.
I've never picked on Jill.
Yes.
From the moment I met you, I was like, I think this is a cool person. I'm like ready to like start a positive relationship, and then you came.
I don't believe this.
I feel like the attacks were like...
I think it's like two completely different stories.
You send me your list.
I was like, they're having like boyfriend-girlfriend conversations.
I was trying not to interrupt.
They're always like sending loving messages, like, and I'm just like having to sit here and watch it. And it's gross.
What's going on with your eyes, bro?
Yeah, I'm like.
There you go.
I'm like,
it's a twinkle in my eye.
You're single over here. You're like, love, love, love.
No, I'm just trying to communicate with the eyes. It just wasn't working. And I was trying to not interrupt you guys again going back and forth.
It did.
Speaking of new relationships, this next story. No,
is that one of them? I-38 female, am in a new relationship, 51 male, and his texts are starting to concern me.
51 male?
He's new to the text game. Yeah. He's
51. He's like 51. He texted like that. Is that like
what
a,
can he possibly be texting?
What kind of sexy text are you sending at 51 years old?
He's like, LOL. he's really just rolling up. He's like, LOL.
LOL.
He's
like, I just learned that one. Yeah.
I mean, he's like too many emojis. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Like, The eggplant.
Yeah. Eggplant peach. With the water. Oh, he said he's like, hey.
No, no, because then you got to look in the context of how, like, older people type. It's like, oh, wait. Yeah. L.
He's sending memes for sure. He's sending GIFs or GIFs for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Just nasty.
Which I'm happy for
GIFs.
Him. I'm happy for him. Get him on the game.
Sam's like, I am single.
38-year-old woman.
With 51-year-old
date down. Why are you going out?
Sugar daddy.
Oh, true. I ain't gonna be no sugar daddy, man. So yeah, date up for sure.
Okay, I-38 female. Am in a new relationship. 51 male, and his texts are starting to concern me. My current boyfriend and I have been together since February, and we had a few arguments, but generally things are good. What I can't wrap my head around are some of the texts that he sends me. They come out of nowhere and feel a little nuts to me.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm the one being a jerk here, but I don't know what to make of them. I told him it puts me off, but he doesn't seem to hear me. This is an example of one he sent today after he video called me at lunch. I answered, but he hung up and wouldn't answer when I called back. I left a message saying I guess he didn't have service and couldn't answer, but just call back if it's important. His reply was, what would be the point in answering after seeing your dress, makeup, and hair done? Then tells me you have been up for hours, and in that time, I guarantee that your phone has been in your hand a lot, and never once did you have the desire to want to call or text and say, hello, good morning, I love you, or even fuck off for that matter. And that makes me feel like shit, to be real. So I didn't answer.
To be real? From a 51-year-old man?
To be real. The 51-year-old is saying this?
Oh, to be real honest. Yeah, the 51-year-old just said all
like,
that.
Keep it 100, man.
No, to be HR.
5 minutes later, I got this. And because you still have nothing to say, that just tells me I was right. This kind of thing
he is hurt.
This kind of thing is getting more frequent. I feel like it's kind of excessive, but he says it feels like I don't love him. I don't even know how to respond, honestly. So there's an update, but I'll let us. We should talk about it first.
It's his own demon time.
That's just years of trauma speaking. I think that's him. Several relationships before, they just hurt him, and now he's like,
no good morning text?
Really? You ain't gonna say good morning to me? I'm 51 years old. I could die at any time. You better say good morning to me.
My biological clock is ticking.
Yeah. Oh, no, not his clock.
Wait, no, I think that's what it is. I think it's a combination of him with years of trauma plus, like, the fact that maybe we're joking too much about it. Like, the whole, like, you know, he's so old. Like, well, not old, but yeah. he's old. So it's like, you know, kind of getting used to that concept of, like, people always having their phone on him. And he's just like, you could have texted me once at least or something. But
I don't know
not many
51-year-olds who have that mindset.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like. I don't know. He might just be a little off the rails. Like,
well, also, like, yeah, if you have this trauma, but the fact that you're not mature enough to be like, can we talk about this? Like, I'd like to text you earlier in the day, like, if you're available, not, oh, I see you're all dressed and you've had half of your day done already. You haven't cared to call me. It's like, so let's push past this passive aggressiveness.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when I don't respond after 5 minutes because I didn't like the way you texted me, then be like, and I know I was right because you didn't say anything. I don't know. That type of behavior from a 51-year-old.
At 51, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, that's some, like, that's 20-year-old.
From a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He getting game from his grandsons or something.
Something.
He's in that red pill community.
He just discovered TikTok with texting.
Like, this is how I feel.
Man, that Andrew Tate guy is amazing.
Well, there's also, like, I feel like there's a saying or there's a behavior that's shown where older men date younger women because the women aren't aware that their behavior is not like a 51-year-old woman would be like, don't talk to me ever again. Delete my number.
But he's not dating young enough. 38-year-olds is not.
He's still dating younger.
I know, but 38, they know. You got to date in their 20s if you want.
I mean, a girl
don't know what you're doing. 38 is way too old to know that you're being crazy.
Well, she hasn't broken up with him yet.
Which I don't know why she has.
That's crazy.
So.
He's throwing it around.
No, I feel like Jill's got something to say. Uh-huh. Jill's about to spit. Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay.
He laying the pipe. Just, that's why they
51.
Still.
He's 51. Like, he's old enough to be my dad. Like, why are you doing it, sir? Please.
Yeah, she said, you're so old, I'm calling you sir. Like,
sir.
No, not in the, you're in the relationship, sir.
He's old enough to be somebody's granddad. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Update, I packed a bag, my laptop, gun, important paperwork. Oh,
wait.
We didn't say kill him, we just said maybe talk to him.
She's going to deal with it, she's 38. She's
gun is crazy.
I got a 38. I'm 38. I stay packed with 38.
Maybe she's younger, but the age was the gun.
Yeah, her age. She's like, I can't
she
know.
Talk like,
all I know is 38. That's
female, 38.
Yeah.
He's about to be 75 and meeting his maker in a few seconds.
Most of my stuff is in storage because we were supposed to move at the end of the month. I didn't want to leave him there, but his text got really ugly when I told him it was over. I feel a lot safer at my friend's house, out of town. The barrage of texts have gone from nasty to desperate to accusing me of lying and never caring about him. To him taking photos of gifts he supposedly bought me, threatening to hurt himself and me. He's saying, so in quotes, apparently I'm not giving a shit about it, but I'm here trying to effing talk to you and work through this thing because I care more about you than I do the lies. I love you, D. Why can't that be enough for you? I'm so done with this BS. It's going to be hard trying to get him out of my life, but I'm saving the text and going to at least try to get a protective order tomorrow. Thank you all for your comments. They reaffirm that this behavior is unacceptable. I think I just kept adjusting to a new normal every time he would do something that was off, but not quite bad enough to break up over. Mm. We had endless talks about his behavior. He was very good at reassuring me he'd work on it and then being the best boyfriend imaginable. It's like he's two different people, but I'm positive the nice side is an absolute lie now after some of the stuff that he said. I'm safe for now. Definitely won't be going home without an escort. To answer the questions about why he moved in so quickly, we had been good friends for 5 years and he never once acted like this. I thought I knew him pretty well, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt for so long and let him move in. When he proposed it was romantic and he was convincing that I got a little swept up in the idea that it was real. So it just sounds like he's an abusive man in general.
Yeah, what
gaslighting,
this...
love bombing her and like gaslighting and
Dr. Jekyll come from. I was just like, whoa.
No, it's like an actual condition, though.
Which one?
The
Dr. Jekyll. Mr.
Yeah,
Hyde.
That's the not the
Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll. But
so,
the
what,
behaviors,
so, what is this, Dr.
Like,
Jekyll?
Like, where you act one way and then try to act a certain different way, kind of sort of.
What show is this from?
It's not a show.
What is Dr. Jekyll?
Oh, you don't know Dr. Jekyll?
Jekyll Hyde.
Mr. Hyde.
Jekyll
Hyde?
No. Yeah.
He's like a well known scientist, and then. At night, he's like
he
this,
switches over,
yeah,
like,
switches
like
crazy
a crazy
violent.
Killer.
Yeah.
Oh, like multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Okay.
But was it? I was don't, he doing like an experiment that turned him into that, or was he? Just,
I want to say yes, but maybe that might be a mix with like a Frankenstein type thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like those kind of monster type stories, like the Frankensteins and Dracula's. Dr. Jekyll.
Jekyll, hi, Jekyll, hi, Jekyll. That's in my head. You know what that's from?
Jekyll, Jekyll, hi, Jekyll, Jekyll, hi, Jekyll.
Ooh, okay.
I tried it, but.
Yes. He said he was ready. He said, Jekyll, Jekyll, hi, Jekyll, Jekyll.
I mean, maybe it could be that, but I just also feel like he never, I mean, for 5 years, if you're not living with somebody, then you can put on a face for however long you need to. And then once you're not with them anymore, you can be who you really are. So I wonder if he was just putting on a face and masking for the beginning of their relationship. And then he, like she said, he slowly would get worse and she would adjust to that. And then he would love bomb her and she'd be like, okay, it's fine. He's going to change. And then he would not change. That just sounds like an abusive relationship. Yeah.
Then something snapped inside of him.
Like
he didn't
less
care anymore.
I still think it's like Like, if I think a woman who's been cheated on several times in the past, yeah. and so she gets in a relationship and she's very mistrustful of her partner saying, oh, you're probably going to cheat on, they do things that I don't trust you, so I'm looking through your phone, all that kind of stuff. That's how I see it. Like, if you were friends with this person, they wouldn't act like that towards you. But as soon as you get in a relationship, she's like, well, you're going to cheat on me just like the rest, and I do increasingly worse and worse things thinking you're like the person. That's why I'm like, I feel like it is trauma for him. Like, somebody did something to him in the past, and he is overreacting to this, and he's taking it out on her for no reason.
Or
can both be right, though?
Both can be right.
Toxic, crazy. Anything.
Yeah.
Why does he have to be hurt?
He could be both.
I don't think your average person is a bad person. I'm always coming from, like, it's experiences and things that turn you into the person that you are. I don't think there's, like, a lot of people who are just straight out evil people.
But I think hurt, it can turn you into hurt a person that's hurt, that a bad becomes person. Abusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he could be hurt from all this trauma, right. and the way that he's reacting, because he's never had therapy, because he didn't think he ever wanted to, or it wasn't socialized for him to go get therapy and get help. So his relationships just kept getting worse because he kept being more toxic and abusive.
No. Sam, don't say that.
He's a therapist.
Get therapy.
No, he's not a therapist.
Normalize therapy.
Please. Really, the real problem is he probably doesn't know his dad. He probably should get a paternity test like this next time.
Don't start.
Who's his father?
Who is his father?
Sam, please stop.
Who is he?
He needs a father. That's it.
Please, Sam.
And who's my dad?
No, please,
Sam. Oh, goodness.
Wait, Sam, please.
You don't know your father?
Where's my father at?
Does he know his dad?
Sam, please.
It's a tough story.
Breathe.
Who is he?
Breathe.
Did he leave to go to the store?
He didn't get the milk? Back.
He never came back.
That was for Lucky Charms. We had milk. He said he's getting cereal.
Oh, that's tragic.
All right. My 37 female.
Yeah, you good, Sam?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's just hear this.
Okay.
It's probably going to be triggering.
My 37 female partner, 36 male, wants a paternity test, and I'm devastated.
Ooh.
Relationship advice.
That's never good to ask for a paternity test. That's never good.
That's not a good sign.
Are they in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I, 37 female, just had a beautiful daughter with my partner, 36 male, last Tuesday. She's perfect, and we absolutely adore her. My partner is so happy and was very supportive during pregnancy and labor. Everything was perfect, or so I thought. We have been together for 18 months, and things moved quickly for us. We started living together after only 3 months and have been inseparable since. Mm. Even working in the same factory together until I went on maternity leave. My partner and I are both recovering addicts. I have 3 years, and he has 2.5 years sober. We have completely turned our lives around and have the life I never thought possible. There has never been cheating on either side, but yes, there can be some jealousy issues. Now that you have some history, here's the problem. We came home from the hospital Friday and I was exhausted, so he took the baby while I slept. When I wake up, he says, "You know I love you, right?" And I immediately get worried that he says he wants a DNA test because he counted the days when I got pregnant he was in jail. He is still on probation and was driving without a license. This is not true. I got pregnant 2 months after he got home, and the cherry on top is we were actively trying to have a baby. I'm absolutely devastated and automatically felt different about him. I was tired and emotional, so I just cried. He is saying he doesn't trust me, and I'm angry now. We went yesterday to take a test, and he paid $200. I'm not working, and that's money that we need. Mm-hmm. Our baby has jet black hair, and he has blonde hair and blue eyes. Mine is dirty blonde. He says he just wants to be sure and has issues because of past relationships. I feel lost and unsure if I will ever feel the same about him. I don't have anyone to talk to about this because I'm embarrassed, so I came here. Thank you for your advice. So sorry, so long. And then there's an update at the top, but I'll wait.
Oh, man.
Well, firstly, they said they have been sober.
Well, she's been sober for 3 years, and he's been sober for 2.5 years.
They say, like, their drug of choice.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Assuming that they're crackheads. Assuming that they're crackheads.
They don't. I don't. Even in the update, I don't see that they mention anything like that.
Yeah, because he. First of all, he's probably bad at math. He's off by 2 months. Yeah. Like, he's not good at math or doesn't know how long people are pregnant for. That's what, when I was saying before the story, I'm like, it's always bad to even bring up a paternity test because you have to be certain because it will end the relationship no matter what. Because if you're right, then she cheated on you. And if you're wrong, then you just said she cheated on you for no, and you had no back. Like, it's going to end the relationship. Yeah. So you have to be strong to be like, paternity test, we got to do it, because you just don't want to be in a relationship, I think.
And it's really hard to base it off of, like, physical features, because they say he has blonde hair, she has dirty blonde hair, and the kid got black hair.
Mm-hmm. Jet black
hair. Genetics is crazy.
Yeah, genetics.
Oh, no.
I think it's also that, I don't know. Have you guys seen, like, prison shows? Like, any prison shows, like I don't know, like the Love, Love After Lockup.
I'm obsessed with Love After Lockup.
Or like...
Derek. And, what's it called? What's her name? Monique.
Yeah. Monique. Oh. Yeah, from Salt Lake? The Salt Lake?
Yeah.
I think I saw like maybe 2 episodes, but there was one episode where like she just came back, but the mom was just being... The mom was being like super accommodating for the guy. Cause he had, like, just came back from prison, mm-hmm. and in my head I'm like, that dude literally doesn't have anything. And the girl was like,
Was it a white woman and her mom and or in her grandma?
Something like that. But I was like, he doesn't have anything. Like, okay, yes, I feel like the grandma was kind of overstepping the bounds, but like he literally came out with nothing, mm-hmm. and so it's like, you know, grandbaby's in love, you know, just trying to help him out or whatever. But it's like I could see where. That could be like, because it's like she hasn't seen him in so long. She doesn't know where his head's at. And I feel like that's probably what the same effect happened to the guy. He's like, look, I was locked up for so long.
What was you doing while I was locked up?
Or who were you looking at?
He still waited until while I was locked up. She had the baby.
Yeah.
She's saying he was good for the entire pregnancy. She was helping him.
Oh, yeah, because they were trying.
And then waited the day after she had the baby, like, yeah. Hey, is this my kid? I'm like, that is why. You should have said something way before this.
Well, I think it's also him seeing the features as well.
Yeah, I'm like, but yeah, genetics are crazy. Genetics, you can't be looking at, you ain't a doctor. You don't know what recessive gene that you got or she got.
That's what she actually cheated.
That would be crazy. You're like, it's not that you're like, oh.
Are you ready for the, update?
She's like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I didn't know. She was another.
Speaking of that jet black hair.
I thought they started.
I'm like,
so the results are in. You are the father. LOL. Sorry, couldn't resist. Obviously, I'm not surprised, and it felt really good to be right.
She was surprised. She's like, I didn't. She's like, woo! It was a coin flip.
We found out right before he was going to work and planned to talk about it this weekend. After he left, he called and said, please marry me. This is something we wanted to do but didn't have the money for. I do want to marry him and spend the rest of our lives together. Posting on here really let me look at the situation from so many angles. Most people said therapy or leave him. But there were a lot of great and helpful comments in there. Thank you to everyone. I'm grateful for all the advice. I have decided to move past this because he has never treated me and my daughter any differently. He has provided everything we need. This is the first real issue we've had. I do believe the DNA test should be standard. Then no one has to get their feelings hurt. He says that he trusts me, and other than this, his actions have shown that. And I could see it was very hard for him to ask when he could have done it without me knowing. Relationships take work and understanding. We still have a lot to work on, and I lost trust in him over this. Now, if this sort of behavior continues, then that's a whole nother story. So thanks again, and if anyone has any questions, I'll answer.
That was a very mature update.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often on here.
Yeah. That was love right there.
That was. I wanted it to be something so, like...
I wanted it to be him.
I didn't want it to be his kid. Yeah.
Well, the top comment says, if he did the math and he was in jail during that time, and you said you got pregnant 2 months after he got out, then someone's math is clearly wrong. Y'all shouldn't be that far apart on the mathed out time.
Yeah, what's the math going on?
They just can't count.
Yeah, they just
collectively.
They don't know math.
That's the real issue here.
The issue isn't that you think she's cheating. The issue is you just can't count.
That's what I'm like, you're dumb. Like, how are we going to manage our finances? Y'all can't even be counting numbers at all. I'm concerned for that.
I'm trying to find a way to transition, but
I was looking for each quit story. His job, like the boyfriend in this next story.
Okay. It was.
Okay,
Jim.
Yeah. Thank you.
It that one quiet. Like a knife. It was a dagger. Yeah.
It was like, God, we're transitioning. We're already going.
All right. Last year, a boyfriend quit his job without telling me, and now he refuses to look for another job. I, 31 female, am tired of paying for everything. This is relationship advice. Now, this is the spicy drama you wanted,
this
huh?
Is it.
She said, this is what I was
the
looking
spicy
for.
Spicy drama. Sprinkle oregano.
This is the spicy drama Jill wanted. What'd you say?
We are about to get a spicy drama.
Spicy drama prepared by Mario.
This is the spicy drama Jill wanted.
I like Maddie's better.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta sing too with this, Jill. We gotta.
Y'all
run it
like
back, run it back.
I've never.
What's up?
I said run it back. We gotta just say something.
I don't know what to say.
Jill, you better say something right now.
What'd you say?
Jill needs to start singing with us.
Jill, you better say something right now.
Jill's about to make a fire song.
What'd you say?
I said I don't have a song.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
I'll do better. What is that?
I'll make love to you.
Why are you
like
laughing
at
him?
And
Brandon's like, oh my God.
Why did he make strong eye contact like that?
He didn't look away either. It was really bothersome.
He didn't blink at all.
Brandon looks like uncomfortable.
Terrified.
He's like, is that my cousin?
Is everything okay? Blink twice for help.
No. Oh, no.
I have no words. I'm that was so wild.
It just came on my heart.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
All right. Last year, boyfriend 33 quit his job without telling me and now is refusing to look for another job. I'm tired of paying for everything. My boyfriend, 33 male, quit his job last year without telling me. I only found out 2 days before the rent was due. We split everything 50-50. When I asked him for his part of the rent, he simply told me he quit because he was tired of working at that place. Since then, I've been paying for everything, including rent, food, gas, bills, and anything he needs. It was hard. I had to work 2 jobs while going to school for a while. It was hard, but I finally finished school a couple of months ago. I found my dream job. I make enough to live comfortably, even take care of my boyfriend, and still have money for savings. Mm. However, I still want him to get a job to support himself because I think as an adult he needs a job, but I feel like he relies on me too much and he thinks since my job pays well, he doesn't have any reason to work. He always says things like, you make good money now, so you could always buy me my dream car, or you should open a business for me to run. It bothers me a lot. I don't mind supporting my partner financially if there is a legit reason that prevents him from working, but it's not the case. He spends most of his time playing games, meeting up with his friends, or just at home watching movies.
Yeah.
I still have to do all the chores and take care of our dogs.
Oh.
His family thinks that he's been working to take care of me so that I can finish school, which is not true. Now they think I was able to finish school and get a good job all because of him. I don't even want to explain to them. I just want him to get a job and have a future. When I tried to talk to him, he told me that I'm not supportive, and now that I have a good job, I look down on him.
What?
Carrying the team on her back.
Supportive of what? So, your video game playing? What are you supporting?
You're probably trash.
That would be ambition. It doesn't seem like he got any of that.
He's just playing the game.
What should I do? Is it even worth trying to talk some sense into him? I don't want to start dating at this age, but I feel like I can't keep doing this.
Break up.
Break up.
You gotta break up.
Immediately. Break up. No hesitation.
It's the first of the month. Okay.
Yeah. Break up with your boyfriend, girl.
Oh!
Yeah.
Thank you.
I knew it. She was a songwriter. It was in there. I knew it.
Woo. That was good.
Yeah, that was great.
Woo. Yeah, I love that.
Did you?
That's. I think about it the same. Being in a relationship with someone, one person works and one person doesn't, and you ain't got kids, mm-hmm. so you're just at home. Mm-hmm. you don't even have responsibilities other than the house, and he's not even doing the responsibilities around the house. You're a bum. You're a scrub. Literally. That's what they wrote the song. That's TLC. A scrub.
A scrub
right
is a guy who thinks he's fine. Also known as a buster.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's absolutely him.
Oh, he's broke. Yeah, him.
What is attractive about him at home? I'm like, you're just going out with your friend. You're playing video games. You don't do nothing around the house. You're entitled to my money. And we're dating. We're not even married. This is just boyfriend and girlfriend.
And you tell your family that you support me through school.
I would punch him in his face
knock
right.
Everything
over. That is amazing.
Dude, especially in our friend group. He wouldn't survive in the friend group. We would be tearing
100%
him.
He'd be roasted all the time.
Oh my god! It literally aggravates me. And then the fact that he had the nerve. Oh, that's how you know. I don't know where this
finger
came.
He's pointing the finger.
The fact that he had the nerve to be like, "Oh, you can get my dream car." No, you get it, you bum.
Right. Yeah.
Get off your rusty tail. Go find a job. Go down to McDonald's. Do what you gotta do. And you're not even helping around the house either.
Yeah, that's
no.
That's
what
they
mean.
Have two dogs. Yeah, he's not taking care of the dogs. He's literally just bumming it. Yeah,
he's there. He's a child.
That's and then absolutely,
she's
a child.
His mom.
The only sense that you can talk into him is breaking up. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You there's no because he doesn't have it. If he had it, he would have got a job by now.
Yeah, he's not going to change.
Or at least started doing housework.
For like about a year, he's been supported by you. Right. He hasn't made any moves towards getting a job.
Be a stay-at-home boyfriend.
Plan on it.
You could have at least did that, took care of the house or something.
Because in reality, even if you're boyfriend and girlfriend, if you're not married, you are just roommates.
Right.
So if my roommate came by and just said, like, I got tired of working, I'm like, well, I got tired of having a roommate. This is not going to work out. Out of
here.
Yeah, you're done, bud. You need to get out of here.
Pack it up.
Strike
go
three.
Back to your mom.
Yeah.
You just feel Let's like go. Not working. You don't think I don't feel like not working? The audacity.
Mm-mm-mm. Audacity isn't even a word, bro. Yeah. That is infuriating.
He can't afford audacity. He ain't got no money. He's broke.
That's a $5 word right there.
She gotta buy it for him.
So there's a few edits and I think some updates.
Oh my god.
Edit. That doesn't want to. That one doesn't matter.
Him. Please.
Many people here have asked why him? Why stay for years? What did I see in him? So I just want to answer it.
He's
here.
Swinging it around about.
We started off pretty normal. We split everything 50-50, and I had no problem with that. But throughout the years, he started showing his true self. I was in school, and school was the most important thing to me at that time, so I invested all of my time and energy into it. I was in a PhD program, so I had stipend around $30,000 a year, which was enough for myself, but not for two people. After he quit his job, I was stressed out because I had to focus on school and try to do everything I could do to survive. I didn't have time to really think about my personal life, and I also didn't want to go through any changes in life, so I just let it be. In addition, he would guilt trip me, so I'd feel bad for him. But now that I have a stable job, I have time to really think about my future. I don't see myself being with him long term. I don't think it would be as easy as, hey, let's break up, because I know he wouldn't let it go that easy. But I'll start planning to get out, maybe ask some friends for support. His name is not on the lease, so I'll stay where I am and he'll have to move.
Get on out.
Get on out.
Top comment. You break up with him. He's not your partner. He's a freaking leech. Stop trying to control him. And control what you can. Break up, kick him out, or you move out. Find someone worthy of you. And then somebody else said this. Stop being his sugar mama. You are incentivizing his laziness. Give him a hard deadline to resume paying half of the bills. If he fails, give him 30 days to move out. You can continue dating him when he's living in his own place, but I don't know why you'd want to.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
30 days.
Yeah.
He's had a whole year.
That's true, but I think I like in that situation days. With the roommate thing, you yeah. have to give notice in like some states of like, all right, kicking you out. I don't know that you can just kick some people out sometimes
it when really it comes depends.
To yeah.
Is his name on the lease?
No, it's not. It's just her.
She kicked him out.
Get on out.
Oh, okay.
Get out.
He's,
that's a courtesy.
He's squatting here at this point. Call the police.
Call the police. Get him out of here. It's like, my game, though. I got to play a game tonight.
That's my game. I pay for it.
Oh, my God.
I have the receipts.
That is true. You did.
You didn't even own the Xbox before this.
Didn't even have the Xbox. Oh, my.
I forgot. I think there's a whole another update on top
yeah,
of that.
You yeah, you said,
two updates.
Okay. It's been 2 months since I posted about my situation on the sub, and I just want to give you an update on how things went after I made that post. Before I go into the details, I just want to say I really appreciate everyone here. After I resolved everything, I occasionally would go back to my original post and read the comments to remind myself that I did the right thing.
Facts. Married.
We have a baby coming.
Pregnant!
After posting on here, I went home from work that day and asked my friends to come over but stay in the parking lot while I sort things out with my now ex-boyfriend. Before I could even start the conversation, he told me his friend got a new car recently and how I should get him a car since I can afford it. I got really upset and told
him. You read the room wrong.
A new car. Oprah got me.
You're getting out.
I got really upset and told him he could have gotten a car if he was working. I told him how stressful it had been for me with him not working and fully relying on me. He started the, my life is already miserable and you're not being supportive talk. I was sick of it, so I said I wanted to end things here and he needed to move out ASAP. As expected, he got upset and threw a tantrum. He was yelling, throwing stuff around, and when he realized I was being dead serious, he started threatening to hit and kill my dogs. I jumped in between him and the dogs to stop him from harming them. Then he pushed me and grabbed me by my neck. I was able to get him off of me, put the dogs into a room, and called my friends to tell them to come and call the police. He was trying to hit me, but my friends got there in time. I think he got scared when he saw my friends showed up, and then he backed down, but was verbally telling them to get out of the way or he would hit them too. The police came, then they took him away and told him that he wouldn't be able to come into this apartment anymore. He had to move, but would need to be escorted by police if he wants to grab his stuff later. It was a horrible experience, but it showed me that I had done the right thing. I thought this was the end of everything, but his auntie called me when she found out and tried to gaslight me, saying that he didn't do anything wrong, and I was just upset, so I called the police. I told myself that I no longer have to deal with this bullshit, so I told her to leave me alone and hung up. His family would continue to harass me, but stop when I threatened to report them to the police. I continued to pay the rent and bills like I always had and like I'd always been doing. The only thing that changed is I'm now so much happier. I'm the happiest I've ever been in years. I just got a promotion last week. I've been spending time enjoying life with the extra money I have since I no longer have to pay for his expenses.
There you go, sis.
As for my ex, he moved in with his aunt. I got a protection order, so we are not in contact at all.
What?
Woo. That was a roller coaster.
His whole family is a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's learned trauma.
No, firstly, you had to run to the room and call your friends. Like, why didn't y'all jump him? Y'all should have jumped him.
Montgomery.
What, like, was it, what was it called?
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Montgomery Brawl.
Montgomery Brawl in the apartment.
Montgomery Boat Brawl.
Somebody brings in a chair.
Where are the dogs?
So it's just the swimming.
Yeah. Sick him.
Someone parachutes into the window.
Somebody climbs out of the sink.
Yeah. What is
Someone comes out of the Xbox.
Yeah.
It's just a video game here. Hey, bro.
No, I'm glad you had to get out of that. That's awful. That's terrible. I'm glad you got out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she must have known that it would have potentially happened like that because she had the friend in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's horrible news hearing how he reacted, but it was great that she was able to get through that, and now she's in a much better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this gravy train just got interrupted. He was like, this is my life. Life is good. And then she just ripped that away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He went crazy. He's like, what am I going to do? I got to live with my aunt. She broke.
She's
going to
support me now.
Yeah. Well, his aunt's probably going to be calling a couple. Can you take him back? I can't afford it.
But that is really sick.
He keeps asking for a car. I'm like, why would I buy you a car, nephew?
I wonder if it's like they are only hearing what he's saying, or if there is it some toxicity.
No, they're
to them.
Hearing, yeah. Because you don't tell the bad things to your family. You sugarcoat it, and you're like,
especially this type of
person.
I did all this
for her, and then she kicks me out and calls the cops on me.
As far as they know, he probably still has a job, actually supports her past 50-50. Mm-hmm. Whole time is a lie.
Actually, I'm almost certain he was gaslighting the family.
Yeah, so then, I mean, should she have maybe corrected the record at some point? But I also get why she's like, no, I'm done with you guys.
Yeah, no point.
No, I feel like they're bad family too, because even in this situation where if my sister came to me and was like, oh, they broke up with me because blah, blah, blah. I'm not calling. Why do I don't care.
That is toxic.
Yeah, I'm like, that's really toxic to just get in this situation that you don't know the full facts on and like harassing them because something. I'm like, as long as my sister's okay, I'm not getting in the middle of y'all mess, and I'm not going to be putting my 2 cents into it.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, if I was the sister of OP, I might be calling him and be like, that would even if you ever justified. Put your hands on my sister ever again,
I'm going to come and brawl your ass.
Yeah, I'm going to come find you on the streets because you don't have a job and you're not going to get a job, and I'm going to bring this chair.
Get a chair just swinging from your pocket.
Huh? Say something. Yeah. Say something.
Say something.
Yeah.
Unfolding.
I never understood that though. Like, even like as a friend, like there's no reason for you to involve yourself in someone else's mess. Like, I've had that happen to me actually once. I was in a situation and this like third party person heard another person's side, like didn't even know my side, and just comes in hot on me. And I'm just like, you don't. She didn't tell you the full truth. This is what actually happened. And then she's like, okay. It was bad. But I was like, why would you put yourself in that scenario? Like, me, I'm just like, I've had friends come to me where they both could say both sides. But mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not choosing a side. I'm going to just help who needs to be helped.
You're Switzerland.
That's it. Yeah, I'm Switzerland. I'm just chilling.
Or just Sweden.
One of
Switzerland.
One of those.
Okay.
Switzerland.
Or is it China?
It's not.
No, it's not. It's definitely
not
China.
It's not China.
No, that's what I was trying to say.
China be like,
I was trying to say it's not China.
Russia, what are you doing?
Russia.
Because whatever you're doing, I'm on that.
Yeah.
I'm about to rush in.
With that chair.
Does that work? Does Russian work?
I think so, because they're Russian.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Thank you. I get applause now.
Really good.
I appreciate that.
But it's like, you know, you be saying stuff but mute. Say something now. Remote control.
Okay. I'm like, I can't talk. I'm dying.
Okay, so manager wants remote control access to my PC. Is there a legitimate way to tell him no? This is from anti-work. /anti-work.
Is it company property or is it your personal?
Because
if it's your personal PC,
personal computer.
But if it's your work PC, they can do whatever they want to it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. First, I'm in the process of job hunting so I can get away from this place. But until then, I'm stuck here. My company recently hired an asshole manager who constantly micromanages and bullies the team. He's supposed to approve our pull request, but he doesn't know how to access the project. I think only me and the other team members know. We asked if he needed help in the beginning, and he said no. So we've just been watching him come up with a million reasons for why he doesn't have access to the latest projects for the last few months. So when we have to show him something, he'll insist on gaining remote access to our PC via Zoom to check instead of pulling the newest versions on his own computer. My turn is coming up tomorrow, and I really don't want to. First of all, it's my personal PC, and it feels invasive. But I don't want to help this asshole save face. I already wrote in the company Slack telling him I strongly recommend he checks my work on his own PC because it's quite heavy. Can I get a legitimate reason as to why I won't allow him to do that and to instead tell him to update the project and share his screen?
It's his personal computer. I guess that's the only legitimate reason he can get away with.
And just to bring the nerdy perspective, because I know exactly what he's talking about, the way the projects work is there's a central project, and then on everyone's PC, they have a local copy, and they push changes to it. So he just doesn't understand how it works. The manager's stupid. He doesn't understand his job. He doesn't know how this works. So he's like, well, can I look at your PC to see what you're doing? Like, we all have the same access. He's just dumb, and he's going to this workaround to get around it. So I would just say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Figure it out, buddy. You have access. You're obviously the boss. They didn't give it. They definitely gave it to you. He's an idiot. Just don't. Just say no.
Well, especially because they offered in the beginning to help him, and he's like, no.
No, I already know. I'm smart.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So top comment, if he wants to invade your space, he can choose to do so through a work laptop that they provide you. Yeah. No way am I giving anyone access to my personal machine. If my employer did that to me, I'd be cutting them off like this guy did to his next ex-wife.
Yeah.
No, you can't applaud yourself. No. Absolutely not.
I transitioned to a story.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said she can apply herself.
Woo! Ooh. What'd you say, Sam?
I will not allow Maddie to applaud for her. So.
I forgot what I said.
I was just like, it's a lot going on.
All right. So this one is, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for cutting off my ex-wife's kids I raised for 9 years when I found out they had been lying to me?
Ooh. Spicy.
Cut them off.
I was going to say yes at first, but after the lying part, it depends on what they lied about.
Yeah.
Lied about being kids.
Let's give a pretty big lie.
Yeah, so if they lied about...
having sex with a dead body.
Whoa, that's weird that she would say that. Yeah, if they lied about that, is that...
I ain't mad at you.
On which side of the lie? Like, they did have sex with a dead body and then they lied about it? Or... they didn't, but they lied and said they did.
Okay, so this story. I, 41 male, was married to my ex-wife, 38 female, for 2 years before we split up. She had 5 kids that I had been helping her raise for almost 9 years, as we had an on and off relationship before we got married. The kids are 22 female, 19 male, 17 male, 11 male, and 9 female. I've always had a great relationship with all of the kids and treated them like my own. Their dads weren't really in the picture, and I was the man that stepped up to be for them all. My ex and I would still spend time together and see each other after our initial split as we were trying to work things out. During this time, she would date other men and have them in the home with the kids. I worked out of state and would talk to her and the kids regularly like a husband and a father would spend my days off with them all. Well, the lying came into play when I found out that dad of 3 of the kids had gotten out of jail and was spending time with my wife and kids behind my back because no one wanted me to find out because he told them not to tell me. I was then informed that they had been covering for their mom's indiscretions the whole time I've known them. Full specifics as I would come down from work on my time off and the kids would all hide whatever man their mom was seeing at the time and tell the little ones not to say anything to me. If I had found out what they were doing, I would have stopped paying all of the bills and taken care of all of them. When I was told all these things, I realized that I was just an ATM and them and their mom never cared about me, so I cut off contact with the entire family. I decided my feelings and my mental health was more important than constantly caring for people that don't care about me or how I felt about what was being done to me. So am I the asshole?
No.
I don't think so.
So were they married the whole time?
No, they were only married for 2 of those years. Yeah. But for 9 years, he was taking care of her and her kids.
They were married for the last 2 years? Or they got divorced?
I think for the last 2 years. Oh, they were married. They were married.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then baby daddy got out of jail.
Yeah. But the whole time she was seeing... It sounds like multiple different men.
So the real villain is the mom.
Well, the mom is absolutely. Mom.
Yeah, she's on demon time.
Yeah, she's worshiping Thanos.
Yeah.
For real.
And she got all the kids, her little minions, just working for her.
Worker bees. Yeah.
If your fake daddy's coming home, they got.
Hide your real daddy.
She got the infinity.
Do you want him to buy you a dream car or not?
Hide your real daddy.
Do you want that dream car?
She got multiple baby daddies.
She got the infinity gauntlet of baby daddies.
Multiple baby daddies than one random man who's not the daddy taking care of the kids.
And probably more random men.
For real.
Because she only mentioned one of the baby daddies for 3 of the kids.
I want to see her playbook.
No, she putting it on him because
got a white boy on my roster. Wild.
This is wild that there. He's like, yeah, okay with this situation.
I got that many kids. Anytime there's a scenario like that, though, I feel bad, but I am like, I classically condition myself to laugh every single time. But anytime like a stepdad comes into play and is like, oh yeah, I took care of these kids, I always think of there's like this model, this guy that's rocking this shirt, and it's like, I'm not the stepdad, I'm the dad that stepped up. And I'm just like, bro, I gotta get over this, man. This is too deep in my mind. And I just be like, I'm not the stepfather, the father that stepped up. I'm like, oh no.
Until the real dad shows up. Literally.
I'm the dad. That's funny.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
He was like.
Because in a perfect world, I love the idea of stepdads. I love people taking care of people's kids and like genuinely doing it. Like,
yeah.
I love your kid and I'm going to treat you like I love that.
Yeah, that's
because
great.
I hate the opposite when step parents are like,
cruel.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe get rid
like
of your
Cinderella.
Step-parent is so good.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him because I'm like, he was trying.
He was trying.
Five kids that ain't yours and you taking care of them.
And then that's teenage years too.
He's a
so
good
they're like
man
undefiled.
No, that is a good man and I feel bad for him. But from his standpoint, I'm not mad at the kids. The kids are doing
what their
mom
said.
Yeah,
their
mom. I'm furious at them. I think that it would be the same result. I'm like, I'm still cutting all of you off. I'm not mad at you, but you're done. It's done. Because your mom is evil.
Yeah.
And I need to get out of it.
I would say the only thing he'd probably have to tread lightly with is if he had a connection, like a strong connection with any of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just having that father figure there is like, dang, now he's gone.
But that's like the questionable part. Like, that's why I love step parents, because they don't have to, technically. They don't have to do it. These kids have real parents who should be providing that relationship. So are you obligated? Because I know when people get divorced, like they've been in a relationship for 10 years, they get divorced and like, do I stay in the kid's life or am I supposed to keep talking? Like,
I don't think you're obligated, but the fact that he's asking if he is, I would say if you have that sort of internal complex, maybe that's something you should consider is, okay, if I really do have an impact on someone's life, and I just up and rip it out because of something the mom did. Like you were saying, the kids are not at fault.
Yeah.
They're just following orders.
Yeah, I'll become a stepdad. But five kids.
Then you got, if you become a stepdad.
No, I got a 2-kid limit.
If you become a stepdad.
You can't have more than 2 kids.
You have to get that shirt.
I would absolutely. I'm like, hey.
Well, who knows, Sam? What if you get your... You might become a stepdad if your girlfriend gets pregnant. Like this next story. I would say that was me, we'll let everybody else figure that out.
It was you.
It could have been a duo.
But I was thinking the same thing. And then I was like, I knew you're doing it right then because I'm the oracle.
Okay. Just a quick one for you. Am I the asshole for breaking up with my pregnant girlfriend because I don't want to be a father?
Oh, yeah. That part, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, unless
it's not your kid,
they had the conversation like, I don't want kids ever.
Oh.
But then again, if you know you don't want kids,
you got the consequences.
You know, you can wrap it up.
I don't think it's his kid, and that's why he's leaving.
This is a really interesting story. I read it before, so there's a little bit of everything, to be honest. Okay. Am I the asshole for breaking up with my pregnant girlfriend because I don't want to be a father? I, 25 male, have been with my now ex, 23 female, for a little over 3 months. I always made sure we used lots of precautions when having sex. She was on birth control, and I always used condoms. I wanted to avoid a child. I have always known for a long time that I do not want children. I find them annoying, and they would severely limit my ability to do things that I enjoy. Traveling, outdoor stuff, etc. Unfortunately for me, my ex didn't have her period when she was supposed to, and it turns out she's now pregnant. She came to me and told me she was pregnant. The first thing I did was suggest an abortion. We don't live in a state where it's legal, so I offered to pay for her flight and hotel, and I told her I'd be happy to come with her to get it done. I have a stable job and make good money, so it wouldn't be too much of a hit for me. She works as a receptionist and doesn't make a lot, so I figured it would be better for me to pay. That's when she told me that she was hoping to keep it and that she wanted me to help her raise the kid as its father. I have no intention of being a father. Beyond just my dislike of children, I'm not ready for that. I made it very clear that I didn't want a baby, but she kept insisting that I have a change of heart once it was born and to just try it out. After a long exchange, I told her that if she intended to keep the baby, I would not act as a father. I broke up with her and told her that I would pay child support once it was born, but that I expect her to respect my wishes and keep the child away from me. Since then, she's been frantically texting me, begging me to come back, and telling me to forgive her. She sent me voicemails crying. It does hurt to see them, but I haven't responded. The other day, she texted me saying how she can't raise the kid alone and how I'm basically forcing her to get the abortion just by leaving. She called me an asshole, an abuser, and a sexist. She ended the text begging me to talk again. I certainly feel shitty. I really liked her and we had a good relationship before this, but I just don't want to be a father. I'm already bitter about the fact that I have to pay child support for 18 years, which will somewhat limit me financially. I also feel it isn't right for a parent who doesn't want their child to be involved. I just end up taking the pent-up anger and bitterness out on the child who is ultimately innocent, which I feel isn't right. With all that being said, I came here to ask, am I the asshole? I certainly feel like one, but I also stand by what I did.
If you look up fuck them kids in the dictionary, picture of him.
With like condoms.
Yeah. That is an interesting story.
Oof. So yeah, when I first read this, I was like, I mean, I know you're young, but why don't you just get a vasectomy? Like, if you know you don't ever want kids, then why don't you just make that change to not have kids and you don't have to risk it? And then she doesn't even need to have birth, be on birth control.
I thought there was, like, age things where they're like, you shouldn't get it at a certain age. Mm. Or is that something with women?
It does say in the update later that he was going to get a vasectomy and he couldn't, but yeah. Yeah.
Because they're like, you're this young, you might think differently, so making a decision like this and blah, blah, blah.
Even though it is women, reversible.
You can't get your tubes tied.
Yeah, your tubes tied, yeah. They'll like say, yeah, can't. Which, if you want to do it.
It's kind of crazy that they're like, no.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to make this autonomous choice about my body. Thank you.
But there are dumb things I wanted to do at 20, 22 that I probably wouldn't do now. I'm glad I didn't.
Elaborate.
He said, I wanted to get a vasectomy.
I did get one. I can't have kids now.
That's why I'm stepdad.
I only can be a stepdad.
Not the father. Not the stepfather. He's the father stepped up.
No, I feel this is weird because the length of the relationship, they were only dating for 3 months.
Yeah.
It's tough to be like, I don't even know if I want to be with this person. Now I'm having this forever situation that I didn't want to have kids, and now I'm going to have a forever one with someone I only know for 3 months. So we don't even know if this is really a viable relationship. That's tough. And you were doing the precautions? That's what's even worse. Like, if you truly were, if she truly so had like, birth control. And
could have been that. And, yeah, well, I heard
I don't want it.
Alcohol in the condoms.
I don't want to put that on her. I'm going by they were both being honest. He was doing the condom, she was doing birth control, and she was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it just sucks. But I can't really, it's hard to fault him. Especially if he was honest about not wanting to have children.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's hard to fault him. It does sound like I'm glad he's like, yeah, I do feel bad. Because, yeah, you'll feel bad.
I think it's nice of him to even just be like, I'll pay child support. Just keep it away from me. Just considering the fact that he said, I don't want kids ever at the beginning. So that's nice.
Because he's realizing, like, I can be resentful and I probably would take it on the kid because I'm in a situation I didn't want to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the worst part, though, is that, like you're saying, they took all the precautions and it's still just...
That's why abstinence is the only way to prevent pregnancy, and I've always said
that. So is my sex ed teacher. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
So did that owner of the ice cream shop. He's like, abstinence is the only way.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah. It's like, oh. Giggle, what?
That's from last week's episode. Clarifying edits. On the topic of vasectomy, I tried. I met with the doctor last year and asked about getting one, but he refused and said every doctor he knows won't do it until you're at least 30. It's a conservative state, and while I dislike politics, I was born and raised here, so I'm still attached to the state and have never felt the urge to leave. Someone said I should have flown somewhere else to get it, and I guess they're right, but I just didn't think about that. On the topic of birth control, I bought the condoms myself, so they were fine. Whenever we were done, I'd throw used condoms in the dumpster, so I don't think she went dumpster diving. I asked her
going all the way to the dumpster?
I asked her on her first... He said, I don't want kids. Yeah, that's
Everything he goes, he puts his clothes on, he goes, I'm like, where are you going?
He just burns it. Dispose of something. He does what Drake does. He just put hot sauce in it.
Was that real, or is that like just a rumor that...
Didn't he say that himself?
Yeah, he said he actually does it.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I asked her on our first date if she was taking birth control, and she said yes. I took her for her word, maybe foolish to just believe her, but if she was lying, she'd be the first I've met to lie about that. Most girls I've met are honest about it. I assume she was on the pill since that's the main birth control I knew, but maybe she was on something else. I'm not educated enough on that. That being said, I'll follow your advice and lawyer up and get a paternity test. I don't know how long that will take, but whenever I get it done, I'll update here with some results. Thank you for your judgment. I've been away for a bit, but I'm catching up and trying to read what I can. I'll be checking back periodically and replying to some people. So top comment, if she continues pregnancy, you should ask for a paternity test as you're actively trying to prevent pregnancy. She can take a blood test while pregnant with no risk to the baby. This has to be done before you are on the birth certificate. You've only been together 3 months, so just be sure before you sign anything. Next comment, honestly makes me wonder if she was actually on birth control, because the chances of getting pregnant using condoms and birth control in 3 months have to be very, very low. Her thinking he will change his mind once the baby is born is a really big red flag to me that she wanted to get pregnant. Somebody else says, I managed with my husband for 4 years on this method with no scares. We had to time sex just right even to get pregnant deliberately, so her story seems a little bit suspicious to me.
Well, I did hear, like, if you're on, like, the pill, like, it has to be, like, super consistent, or else...
Yeah, if you're not taking it at the same time.
Every
single day.
Yeah, it almost is, like, the opposite effect, too. So, like, if you're consistent and then you just, one day, just don't take it or, like, are off, it just kind of ups the chances of...
Yeah.
If you weren't taking it at all in the first place. And I'm like, well, that is wild.
And that's when, like, I know women who... Because of that fact, and they really didn't want to have children at a certain age, they're getting like IUDs because I'm like, I need a device implanted to make sure I'm not having a kid because of how unreliable the birth control pill is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not responsible, you're like, I'm going to do this, boom, 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 it could still happen.
Yeah.
And even people know with condoms, doing everything right, you can still get pregnant using condoms. It's hard, but it's still possible. So. Hopefully she's not trying to trap him. I hope
she's
not.
She's trying to trap him.
You think she's trying to trap him?
Yeah, for sure.
3 months in?
Probably.
Why are you trying to trap someone like you got me? We're in the lovey-dovey phase.
I mean, at first I didn't think that, but after reading the comments and how it seems like it's really hard to be pregnant with how clear he was, and then also the preventative measures that they were taking, and it is a little weird how she's like, I thought you'd change your mind when you found out I was pregnant.
Yeah.
That, some people do.
That line is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like, I never saw it happening. And then you're like, well, now I see the possibility. Maybe it's not so bad.
But I feel like if somebody cares and respects you, and Brandon were to say, I don't want kids, and I was pregnant, then I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of worried about what you're... I'm not going to be like, well, maybe... I don't know. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's for her true. To just be like, oh, well, I know you don't want kids, but
this will change
are
your
you
mind.
Happy maybe. That I'm pregnant?
Just maybe.
Well, in that... Well, no, I'm not going to put you to. But in that situation, if you're like, I'm pregnant, he doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your feelings for him, like, well, in the back of your head, like, maybe he will change his mind. I don't know if I would voice it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe it's like he likes me.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't know if he loves me. It's 3 months. But then, like, he likes me at least. Maybe he's going to get sad and want to try.
Yeah.
3 months?
3 months to get to know somebody that was kind of...
It's so quick and short that...
They don't know anything about each other.
They don't know
exactly.
anything.
I bet you don't even know their middle name at that point.
Definitely don't know our ovulation cycle. Got pregnant
very easily. And now they're going to have to bring their kids to everything like this next story.
Very good.
Yes.
No, very good.
Very good.
Extremely well-timed and good. Yes. That deserves applause.
Bravo. I just want to say, though, I'm glad that you used this story because it's been in the back burner for like 3 episodes straight. So
it has been.
Finally.
Well, can we also say that I depend on you lovely people to transition and nobody ever picked that story. And I was like, story. We gotta go. So
I hate the phrase it was.
Pregnant girlfriend is so boring. Yeah, but the story was really interesting.
It was an interesting story.
It was crazier than anything I've ever read.
The weird thing is I couldn't even rate that one. I don't even know.
Am I the asshole for always turning down hangouts with my friends when they ask to bring their kids?
Mm. It depends on the hangout.
The definition of F them kids is brand new. Yeah.
This is funny because...
Especially for you.
Well, yeah, all my friends have kids. In certain... Coming to my house, I do have things where I'm like, yeah, let's go to your house. Because I don't want them to come over my house because
they're going to get exposed.
They're bad.
It's an adult house.
Yeah, and it's an adult house. I'm like, I don't want.
It's not for kids.
Yeah, I don't want them there. So I have done situations where I'm like, yeah, I'll go over there. We can do that. But I'm like, yeah, you can't bring those over here.
Would you deny a complete hangout just because of the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that. That's where I'm like, I'm happy I have my personality because I've always put early, I'm like, oh yeah, Sam will just say no to something and he won't give a reason. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. So I don't even have to explain that it's not for your kids. I'm like, it is for your kids, but I sometimes say no because I don't want to and you don't get mad at me for it.
Because they're like, oh, it's Sam.
Yeah, Sam will say no. Like, you want to go do this really fun thing, blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no. And then that'll be it. It's good times.
Yeah, I like kids, but I don't think he's gonna be.
Bless you. What'd you say?
I didn't get it out. Oh. I just thought about the germs.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said, I'm sorry, I need to get it out. I'm sorry, Jill.
I just said, gazoon tight.
Oh. I said, bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. Ashante.
And I'm sorry for you. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
And that was a crazy... I don't even know where that came from. It was just like, 1 second I'm chilling, next second it's like, see. Yeah. We need something.
Ha! Cousins.
On beat.
Beat.
Okay. I'm like going like 90.
Cousins.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my cousin, man. That's my cousin, man.
That's my cousin.
My cousin.
Am I the asshole for always turning down hangouts with my friends when they ask to bring their kids? I have a friend group of 7 women from uni. I'm the only one that's child-free, but one is childless. 2 are pregnant with their first, and 3 have kids. We as a group rarely meet up. I've seen all of them maybe twice in the last year. We all live in the same city. Every time someone asks to meet up and we finally find a date, everyone is available. One of the moms always asks if they can bring their kid. It's usually one of 2 moms, as the third actually wants to have a kid-free evening. And before anyone else can answer, the other mom says yes. All 3 moms have husbands who can watch their kids. Most of them also have both sets of grandparents who are involved, but somehow they never manage to find someone who can babysit, as they call it. So at this point, I've stopped answering until they set a time and place and someone has asked about kids and I say I can't make it. I hang out with them one-on-one or in smaller groups instead. Well, a few days ago, we agreed to finally meet up. No one asked about kids and we were having a barbecue and wine night. Well, who shows up with their 8-year-old? Yep, one of the moms. I clearly didn't hide my annoyance and one of the girls asked why. I just waved it off and 30 minutes later, I excused myself and left. Said I didn't feel well. In those 30 minutes, we hadn't had any adult talk. We were just entertaining the kid. I would rather go home than do this for another 3 to 4 hours. After I left, I think they realized this was a pattern, and I got texts from most of the girls in the group, some of them calling me an asshole, others just saying they were annoyed with me leaving, while the third mom, having my back, asked me to meet up later this week to have a proper wine night. Mm. I don't hate kids at all. I work with them every day and don't want to spend my time off relaxing with my friend having to entertain other people's kids again. Am I the asshole?
No. You guys are in two different chapters of your life. Yep. No matter how like close you are in age, you know, having that kid is like a completely different chapter. Like, that's like everybody going on a vacation and they're all married and you're single. Like, that's not going to be fair to you in a lot of senses. Right. So you're not, but maybe just find friends that are more so in your chapter of life. Like, still be friends with them, but if you want those wine nights and still stuff like that, just find people that are closer to where you're at in life.
Such a mature answer.
It was.
And yet, I agree with it.
Yep. You just naturally start growing closer to people who are in similar situations to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, top comment, not the asshole. Wine night with friends from college pretty definitely means no children. Next comment, not the asshole. Mom of two, I'd be pissed if someone brought their kids to a night out. I'd have sorted the sitter, and I don't want to see any kids.
Dang, even the parents are like,
fuck them kids.
Get them out of here. Which is weird to bring them to a wine night.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Even though it's weird that...
Is the kid the designated driver?
Hmm? The DD, the kid, like, I get us out of here, Mom.
Get in my, what is that, three-wheeler? Four-wheeler? What's the little trikes that they have?
The big wheel?
Yeah,
big
you just got a wagon at the end of it for her.
Get in the coupe. Yeah.
Get in, Mom.
Get in, Mom.
He's like weirdly independent for some odd reason. She always does this. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Okay, but yeah, wait. So they're all married, and they all have grandparents that are in the lives. Yeah, why can't none of them take? Why can't the dads have the kids for a few hours, if not the rest of the night, and then just put the kids to sleep? That is pretty silly. Like, why do they have to be attached to the mom's hip? Because I know as a mom, I'm going to be taking. I wouldn't want kids there. I'm not. I don't know why I said that. When I am a mom, I don't want kids at the wine night.
My friends who have kids, we're definitely when we're having a wine night, the kids are not like
they're gone.
They're not here because we're getting litty titty and we can't be out of here slapping kids around because I get slappy and I'm like I'm slapping a kid if I see one if I'm little
at wine night.
At wine night.
Okay, question. So this thing that happened in Alabama, what's it called?
The Montgomery Boat Brawl.
What if it was all your friends were black and there was a white baby there? Is that baby getting it with the chair?
Anything white is getting it.
If it's white and in sight.
Yeah.
If it's white and in sight.
Anything white on sight.
On sight.
Is getting it.
I like how earlier I was talking to them and asking, I was like, so also, what do I do if I want to help?
Where did this white baby come from? Why is it, it's all black? And there's a white baby.
Whose
like,
white baby is this?
First of all, we're out then because I'm like, I'm getting arrested if somehow this white baby's in my house and I don't know where this white baby came.
Well, so if it's not the dad and it's not the grandparents, where's the third in the relationship, like these polycule parents, like this last story?
Polycule.
That's not in my bingo card.
Polycule. That's a new word.
What is it? What's the last one?
Parents at my wedding.
Where were the parents at? At a wedding? Like this next story?
And see, this is what they're talking about. The cheating
that I'm talking about.
I forgot the word.
I texted you
the next story.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Am I the asshole for not wanting Am I the asshole for not wanting my polycule parents at my wedding? Which
is
basically
polycule?
A third. It's like a polyamorous relationship. It's their third.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's a polycule, but it's a polyamorous relationship.
Okay. So
I don't know why it's
called
a polycule.
Polycule. Yeah, I've never heard the phrase, but I get what you mean.
Cule. P-O-L-Y-C-U-L-E.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
But it's a polyamorous relationship.
Okay. So am I... The asshole for
no. Am I the asshole for not wanting my polyamorous parents at my wedding?
So is she the a-hole or is OP the a-hole for not wanting the third's parents at the wedding? Is that what I'm getting?
For not wanting the third at the wedding.
Yeah,
that's your
parents. Wait, the third? Or is it the third's parents?
No, it's the third. Okay. It's her parents. So she's not even bringing her parents because there's a third in the relationship and she probably doesn't want the third there. They're not all, I don't have two dads now.
All three of them are parents. So that's like, you can't have your second dad there.
The second dad's like, you're grounded, Missy.
You're like, yeah, dad.
I'll just tell other dad. Dad.
Yeah, not you, dad one.
All right.
Third father.
Third father.
Oh,
my God. You're my third father.
So I ain't got Cards one full. Dad. Dude, I'm like, oh, it must be nice to have three dads.
Some of us don't even have one.
I got negative dads. I can't get a dad away. I have less dads than when I started. And you complain you got three dads. Okay.
He said, bring all the parents to my wedding. Yeah.
Where's one for me?
I'm like, I'm taking that third and I'm bringing them to my wedding. You can be my dad.
Mom, meet your husband.
Yeah. My mom be like, what? I'm like, this is my new dad. He's yours.
Enjoy.
He's like, no, I'm married, ma'am. Please.
I'm like, yeah. She's your fourth.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting my polycule, aka polyamorous, parents at my wedding? My parents are in a polyamorous relationship with a man. I've always been mildly uncomfortable with it due to its variety of features about the whole thing. For starters, the man is as young as I am, and he basically now lives in my former room growing up.
A sugar baby.
I don't say anything about it, as it's their life, and they can live it as they like, but I'll be completely honest here. All of it sort of discomforts me. Nevertheless, I have my own life and I still love them and I try not to think about that in any capacity. They're happy and that's good for them. With the background out of the way, I'm getting married soon and I wanted my parents to be there, of course. They were happy for me and it was great. Then my significant other and I got to arranging everything for the wedding and we eventually began arranging the seating. I wanted to run my seating plan by my parents as they know some people better, so I emailed it to them and asked them to look it over. They did, and then they called me and said that I had missed a seat for Dave. Fake name for their significant other.
Dave. That's crazy.
I told them I didn't think Dave would be coming. They said that they would all be coming. And
yeah, they will.
I said, I'm not sure it's a good idea. I tried to tiptoe to gently tell them to not bring Dave, but they were insistent, so I was frank with them. I told them that I was uncomfortable with Dave coming, and I wanted to share my special day with them, not Dave. I tried to explain why I didn't think it was appropriate. At this point, things took a turn for the worse. We had a back and forth, which basically devolved into a fight. Eventually, they said that they'd much rather just not come if they couldn't come as a couple. I, in a moment of anger, said, great, then don't come, in a passive-aggressive tone. I haven't talked to my parents since then. In a way, I feel like they changed so much from when I was young. I still love them, and I still wanted them to come, but all of this is just not how I imagine my wedding going. It's their love life to live, but this is my wedding. It's supposed to be about me and my significant other surrounded by people who I cherish. Dave and I have no relationship. He is genuinely a stranger to me, and respectfully, I genuinely am completely fine with that. I want them to come, but if they want to bring Dave, I would much rather they don't. I love them, but I don't want Dave there. So, am I the asshole?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say no, because it's her wedding day, and she should have a say in who comes and who doesn't come. And she can set that boundary and say, I don't know Dave, don't care for Dave. Dave not coming. She should be able to say that on her wedding day. So why do you say yes, Sam?
I mean, I think that's fair.
Okay.
But I also think Dave is your stepdad. And it's rude to not invite your stepdad to your wedding. He wants to support you.
Legally, he's not the stepfather.
He's basically your stepdad. He's
a living sugar baby.
He was at your graduation because he was also graduating at the same time. No, I totally agree. You can do whatever you want. If you don't want your very good dad to be there, then don't let me, he don't have to be there. Yeah. I guess that's fine.
Not the third that stepped in, the father that stepped up.
Exactly. Man, Dave, man. Free Dave. Free Dave. For real, though.
Nah. I agree with Jill. That's crazy. Especially if she doesn't have any relationship with Dave.
Yeah, like, it'd be different if she was cool with Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like she, Dave.
Wait, it is a she, right? She,
or is it? Are
you? He doesn't say.
Okay, OP.
They, whoever.
Yeah, they. But it's, yeah, that's... And, you know, with wedding arrangements, the seating is so specific. It's like the families are right here. Like, everybody that's close with the groomsmen or bride is, like, in those first two rows. I'm not going to put a stranger up there.
Then, as the parent, you're probably in the wedding and wanting to walk in. Dave is not walking in our wedding. I'm sorry.
Well, he's on the other side of the mall.
No.
He's gonna give you to the significant other.
They pass them to you, like, your dad passes to Dave, and then Dave passes
to... It's like an alley-oop situation.
You're like, oh. And you're like, oh. Oh, that wasn't that one.
Yeah,
it is.
Cousins.
I actually just kind of found out
Sad.
That my uncle is in a polyamorous relationship.
Ooh,
really?
I'm not gonna put it out there.
Oh yeah.
But I was like,
like, for real, for real.
Like, for real.
Is,
like,
it weird?
Well, this just happened. I was driving him somewhere, and he was telling me about his life, and he told me about it, and he's like, it's getting serious, and they're thinking
it's
about getting
two women?
Married. Yeah, two women.
He's just cheating on one with the other.
Apparently he's not. They're both on. I still don't know. I got to learn more information, but I'm like,
okay, find out more and report back.
Yeah,
okay?
I got to find out more, because it's... Well, I got to ask my cousin. I'm like, how do you feel about this? Because this would be a similar situation.
Are they in the same, like, boat? Like, is the step in...
Well, I don't know how she feels about it, if she's like okay with it or what, or, but I'm like, it's wild to me. Polyamory is wild to me.
Yeah, I don't get
how it works in real life.
But there is an edit on that other post.
She's getting married to Dave. Like, me and Dave are now Dave's my third.
He's just trying to homewreck, actually.
Yeah. Oh, he's a 26 male.
Okay.
He says in the edit. Anyway, we're not doing a plus one system. The wedding is only people we love and cherish and their families that we love and cherish. It's a 53-person wedding, so it isn't huge. People have also asked for my gender and age, so I am 26 male. My fiance is 28 male. Dave is 27 male. My mom is female 54, and my dad is male 55. Top comment, not the asshole. Your parents definitely are, though. If this is the hill they want to die on, then let them. It's your wedding. They should respect your boundaries.
Yep.
Let them know again that they're welcome to come, but just dad and mom, not the weird stranger that they fuck.
Yeah, how long was the relationship for? Did they say
I don't see anything about a period of time in here.
Yeah, because when you put it like that, you're like, yeah, this is some guy we sleep with. You're like, can he come to your wedding? You're like,
yeah, I don't know.
Even though it is petty to hear the number 53-person, you're like, so it could be 54, right?
You know, it's not somebody crazy. Yeah, somebody.
You're cutting down the numbers.
Just put them in the back row. Put them in the back row.
You can't make it a full 55. Just make it, you're like 53. And it's
make
them
like a little
53.
Flower boy or something.
Assistant to the flower
boy. Assistant to the flower boy. That's a different story that we had. All right, well... That's it. That's all the stories.
What?
We got through them.
We went through 30 stories in that amount of time.
Storython. Thank you, Jill,
don't
for being
drop
on.
That of course.
Hey,
don't drop that storython. Don't drop that storython. Don't drop that storython. Don't drop that storython. Hey. So, we'll see you guys next week.
I'm uncomfortable.
Brandon's sad.
Don't be scared.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.